I'm not shocked, you know, that the show just gave off a completely new vibe about Essex, and I'm not surprised that people were more intrigued about it.
It has been the butt of jokes for so many years, and now here it is, the pinnacle of popularity.
I know, but you know what? I've got a thick skin against the white stiletto jokes, because I can assure you, I am a fashionista, and I would never be seen dead in white stilettos. but listen, it's fine. Give me a joke about it, about being blonde, about being stupid, about being an Essex girl. I'm used to it. But it's nice that now, you know, we've turned it around, you know, it's nice.
So, you know, where's good to go? Are people sort of, do you think they're coming to see the locations in the show, or is there a bit more to it than that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we were filming outside Sugarheart, you'd be surprised how many people would sort of stand on the opposite side of the road, and then as soon as we finished, they'd come straight over and they would have like a northern accent, and you'd be like, hello, it's nice to meet you. They'd have photos with us. Where are you from? We'd say, oh, we've come down to have a look at what the Sugar Hut's really like. We've come down from Derby, or we've come down from Nottingham, or we've come down from Newcastle. It was phenomenal. And also a very famous institution that is at Faces Nightclub. Now it is filled with not just regulars in Essex, it's filled with out-of-towners. I couldn't believe it. I went there last week. It was rammed, seriously. It was so, so busy. Filled with people from up north. People are coming down to see what the show has to offer.
And Faces, that's Gants Hill, isn't it?
Gants Hill, yes. I was a bar manager there for 5 years.
You see, I've lived in the area.
You have not. Stop it.
And I've not been. Well, what am I missing?
You've not been to Faces?
I've not been to Faces.
Oh, sweetheart, you've got to come with me. You haven't lived.
Tell me what I'm missing. Why are people drawn to that one? Except, you know.
Listen, you know something? I think every girl that goes to Faces, not just Faces, all of the sort of the hot spots, you know, everyone's very glamorous. People make an effort. They put a nice load of makeup on, their hair's done, designer handbags, and it's all very showy. And I think it's something nice. You know, girls want to make the effort. And you get the odd celebrity and, you know, it's just got that sort of wow factor, you know. I think it's a little slice of West End glitterati inside a home county. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think you can bring it over to South Wolford, though? There's a club there which is proving popular that I see.
Oh, the Funky Mojo.
That's the one.
My boyfriend is the resident DJ there. And actually, it's his birthday tomorrow night and everyone's invited.
What's some of your favourite places in Essex, then? If people are coming and making the effort, where would you direct them to? Where's the must-see places?
OK, so I think... I don't want you to laugh at me here. For nostalgic reasons, there is the famous Southend-on-Sea, darling. So, you know, Southend, it is the seaside. There's it's not the prettiest of beaches, but, you know, it's cute, it's quaint, it's very sort of family-orientated. And I remember going there when I was a kid, and in the summertime, it was great, you know. So for nostalgic reasons, I would say, you know, visit one of the beaches, go to Southend, go to the casino, and, you know, go to Peter Pan's Playground, especially if you've got young kids. That's a brilliant place to go. In terms of restaurants, if you visit West Essex, there's a beautiful, I think it's a Michelin-starred restaurant, actually. It's called the Bluebell. That's in Chigwell. Beautiful Italian restaurant. Is it Italian or French?
English.
No, it's not. I think it's just been taken over by an Italian guy now. So in terms of restaurants, definitely visit West Essex for that. Nightlife. Oh, God, there is a plethora of nightlife in our area. But definitely one to watch out for is my beloved Faces. But, you know, I think Essex is steeped in history, and people, you know, you really have to remember that. There's plenty of really exotic, you know, haunted castles and things around Essex, really interesting, you know, Colchester zoos and, you know, really, you know, interesting things. It's not one-dimensional, you know. There's some beautiful beaches, there's some great palaces and castles, there's haunted castles, you know, like trips that you can go around. So there's plenty of things to do, and I think it's We're really trying to change the stereotype, and I think that we have done that.
Let's talk about the second series, because you're signed up for that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And when does sort of filming, you know, start to get going on that, or has it already started?
No, actually, filming starts on the 7th of March, and the first episode will air on the 20th of March. There's going to be 14 episodes at 45 minutes long this time, so it's double the amount of episodes, and it's double the amount of time, how long they're going to be. There's a few more characters that are going to be introduced in, but obviously still with the existing characters.
And do you have any idea of sort of like what they'll ask you to do yet, or is it all a bit of a secret?
No, listen, I promise you, it is not scripted. We literally turn up and then they say, right, roll camera, and that's it. Obviously, there are things that go on with, like, our lives that they want us to talk about, you know, who's sleeping with who, or, you know, who's wearing the same dress as her, or who's dating who. But, you know, it is completely unscripted and it is our lives, so, no, we have no idea.
And what about now? Because your lives have become, you know, a celebrity now, haven't they? So, I mean, how's this going to work with, you know, the fact that all you guys are getting recognised and, you know, more people are interested in the show?
Yeah, I think it'll work even more, really, because, you know, people's natural reactions are of, you know, oh, my God, look at her, or, oh, my God, that's her from the telly. So it's kind of, it's humbling and it sort of makes you... You know, we haven't changed as people. We're still we're local celebrities. I think Amy and people like that and Mark have become slightly more international celebrities. But the rest of us are just still normally grounded people, so it won't change for us. But I do know what you mean. I suppose on TV now that we have all become we're in the public domain.
Yeah, I just wonder if you would talk about that now on the show, or whether that'd
yes,
be sort of like...
Yes, absolutely, because it's real and that's what goes on. And, you know, if one of us has got a photo shoot going on, you know, for Heat magazine or whatnot, maybe we'll say it. Maybe we'll bring the cameras with us. You never know. But yeah, if it's going on in our lives, it will be featured.